there is still oceans to do out there, says she, thinking of how much she hasn't done over the wet weekends of late. 1300 361 688, our number to call from 2:30 today to talk with Andrew Westwood. 1300 361 688, or you can send a text and it should reach us today. Our apologies for recent glitches in the system. 0467 922 917, 0467 922 917, and you can do that, send your text just as soon as you like. There's also a copy of Delicious magazine to be won during Gardening Talkback today, but you will need to ask a question to be in with a chance to win it. That's Gardening with Andrew Westwood from 2:30 this afternoon. 1300 361 688. First, though, in just a few short minutes, we're going to talk about an organisation, 20 strong musicians and singers, called Music of Joy, touring Tasmania. Before we actually talk about them, I think the best thing we can do is listen to them.
Thank you.
the sound there of Music of Joy, a group performing in Devonport, Launceston and Hobart towards the end of next week. With me now to explain more about who they are and what they do, promoter Philip Frankham has come in to talk with us and actually brought that music with him. Philip, a very good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Well, music has been described as the universal language, and that is very much the philosophy, I understand, of Music of Joy. Who are they? What are they?
They're a group of Australians, mainly from Sydney. They started about 20 years ago. The leader is a music teacher from a high school in Sydney who has a classical music background. And about 20 years ago, he came to Sahaja Yoga and then got involved with other types of music from around the world. So over a period of years, they've taken different songs from different cultures, intertwined language, often putting a language with another tune, just to make what we regard as a universal way of doing music. Mm. And the whole intent of their music is basically to music that is actually joyful. That's the name, Music of Joy.
Mm, and spiritual, I think.
Drawing on cultural and spiritual backgrounds. Doesn't matter where. All cultures have got a spiritual background, historically and other ways, and they draw on that for their inspiration.
I think to underline the spirituality of Music of Joy, they've actually performed at quite a number of functions dedicated to spirituality and meditation, have they not?
Well, the basis of it is Sahaja Yoga, which Srimataji started in 1970, which is quite some time ago. And they involve themselves with anything to do with where the human can find within themselves a degree of balance, harmony, which is the essence of spirituality. Mm. Traditionally, it's been that way. And they use their music as a vehicle at programs to show people that there is something inside the human intrinsically, which is part of them, it's not outside, that is a very good part of themselves. Call it the spirit, call it the heart within themselves. But that's the whole idea of Sahaja Yoga and the music.
Mm. What surprised me when I was looking at some background material on the group was that the sheer variety of instruments they play, many of which I must confess I'd never heard of and wouldn't dare try to pronounce.
Well, the group has Indians, Australians, New Zealanders, people from Eastern Europe in it. So it's a cross-section of people. So you've got a didgeridoo, a saxophone, a flute, a harmonium. There's a chinta thing there, which is from India, which is a very, very unusual percussion instrument. They have a dolok, they have tablas. So there's a variety of things which the group actually sort of formed over a period of time by those who wish to be involved with a musical background, with a music teacher as the leader. And to draw them all in, singers from people, they've got about three or four female singers, two male singers. So it's very much not a free form, but people who like music, who have got an interest, and they've just blended over the years.
Mm. And the music that they perform, does that span the centuries as well as spanning the continents?
Definitely. Some of the music, for example, goes back to the 10th, 11th century in India, Sanskrit songs, which they often may put to a Western tune or in the original form. They'll sing in Marathi, very old language. Sanskrit is supposed to be the first language invented, and they use some of that language in some of their songs, so they're quite old, and yet they might sing a John Williamson song, the Australian singer who sang the beautiful song about Uluru. So it crosses across a lot of areas.
Yes, it really does underline the universality of it. Have you sat through their performances before? If you have, can you describe the atmosphere and the reaction for us?
I've been with Sahaja Yoga for quite some time. I've watched them over the last 20 years, this group, as they form and change and people come and go within the group, and there's always there, they practice quite a lot. What I've seen on the public performances particularly is the feeling people get from it in the meditative state, which is the whole aim of the concert, and people feel within themselves, not that we're trying to wash an idea to people, but it's actually what comes from the music. Because they draw on many areas, people can identify from wherever they're from.
Philip, before we... I'll give some details in a few minutes of just when and where they're performing next week. But before you leave us this afternoon, we're going to play a second piece from Music of Joy. Can you introduce it for me?
It's called Sri Ganesha Kinayala, which is in Marathi, and it's a song about the what we would call the Alpha in Christianity, or the firstborn, the little figure, which is quite common now around us. It's been introduced from India, of the little elephant god called Ganesha, or the Eternal Child. And this song just praises his qualities.
Thank you.
Group of musicians with incredible staying power, music of joy, and you can hear